black walnut, cottonwood, weeping willow, dogwood, pink and white, cedar trees, pine, and mimosa. I said cottonwood, didn't I?
You have this tree that has the big bright green leaves and the white flowers.
Yeah, magnolia. Yeah, beautiful magnolia. Let me tell you something about the magnolia. My son was born the 23rd of May, and that's when the magnolias were blooming. Somebody brought me a magnolia bloom to the hospital when I was in the hospital when he was born. So every year I've had a magnolia bloom. So I said something about it this year, and she brought me two.
Hi.
Miss Yoles brought me two beautiful magnolia blooms. She has one in her yard.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, do you have any sycamores around?
Yeah, we have some sycamores. There's a great big sycamore tree out toward where my grandmother lived. And we used to stop, you know, and pick up the balls off of it,
mm-hmm.
paint them.
Thanks for lunch.
Huh?
Thanks for lunch.
What do you mean for lunch?
Well,
what about that?
While I was getting the turkey ready.
Is there a bush around
yes,
here
course
that
sure
has
would.
These
put
bright
it in,
red berries
and
on it?
I had potato and squash,
holly
bread
berries.
Holly
we have the holly bushes, uh-huh, and oh, then there's another one that has red berries on
you
it.
Cooked the squash?
I think the type that I'm thinking about was
I
used
did that
by
first thing.
Old
Boy, this
people
was, you know,
way back when
and
for tan and
poke salad, berries, poke berries.
Is there anything
or elderberries?
Yeah.
Elderberries. Uh-huh.
Is there anything around here called a shoemake bush?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lots of them. They use those for fall decorations.
There's something in this paper
they
that I laid
berries,
back
though.
For at home and I couldn't remember what for.
Are
so I
no, I think they have just more of a kind of a stalk like.
It's
kind
somebody's
of a,
picture in here or something.
I don't think they have berries.
What about this stuff, you know, if you get into it, it'll make your skin break out and itch?
Yeah. I just saw some of that over there a while ago. Poison ivy,
uh-huh.
poison oak.
We were talking about berries just a second ago. Any others around here that are edible?
Yeah, blackberries, strawberries, boysenberries. And they make elderberry wine and elderberry jam.
You have huckleberries?
Yeah,
around?
Huckleberries, a few, high up in the woods. Blueberries.
What about raspberries?
Well, a few down at Lavaca around down there. They don't raise very many of them, but there are some.
Any kind of laurel growing around here?
I don't think so.
Well, what about rhododendron?
No.
What about, say, berries that aren't good to eat? It might make you very sick. You say those types of berries are
poisonous?
Mm-hmm.
That's
all.
One
when you say if a woman who is a
I've never seen
died, what would you be called?
A widow.
Have you ever heard of a woman whose husband hasn't died, but he's just left her? Have you ever heard her called anything in particular?
Grass widow.
Grass widow. You have any idea why?
Well, I don't know. They call the other, you know, the sod widow. He's dead.
What?
Sod. He's under the sod. Sod widow and grass widow. Did you ever hear it called that?
No.
Yeah.
That's a new one. I've never heard of sod.
Uh-huh.
When you were little, what did you call your father?
Papa.
Papa.
Mm-hmm.
And your mother?
Mother.
What about your grandparents?
Grandma.
Grandma.
I didn't ever have a grandfather. He died before I was, you know, big enough to talk or anything.
What about, have you ever heard of a child having a special name just within his own family that they call him, but nobody outside?